Welcome to the Property Management Mastermind Show with your host, Brad Larson. Brad owns one of the fastest growing property management companies in San Antonio, Texas. This podcast is for property managers by property managers. You'll hear from industry leading professionals on best practices, new ideas, success stories, and lessons learned. This is your opportunity to learn about the latest industry buzz surrounding property management, as well as tips and strategies to improve your business. Now here's your host, Brad Larson.
Today's show is sponsored by the National Property Management Network, providing insurance products and services to property managers such as tenant liability insurance. Visit them at nationalpropertymanagement.com. And hello, everybody. Welcome to another Property Management Mastermind episode. My name is Brad Larson. I'm the host. And today we're going to be having Mark Cunningham do a quick interview with us about some of his systems and his systems products. Been very impressed with what he's putting together. I think this is going to be a good episode where you're going to learn some things about what he's putting out and how you can apply it directly to your business. This is an investment into your business, and I highly encourage everybody to check these things out. They are amazing. They're going to streamline the way you do things. They're going to jumpstart your business. They're going to give you some consulting opportunities. I mean, it's an amazing deal. So to give you the quick upfront website, go to propertymanagementsystem.org. So it's spelled out, property management system, singular.org. And if you do end up buying some of these products, you can get a 10% discount by entering in the promo code Brad, B-R-A-D. And you'll get a 10% discount on any of those products that the RentGrace system is being sold for. So let's kick off this interview and talk to Mark. Thanks. And Mark, thanks for joining us today on the Property Management Mastermind Show. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Really glad you could make it on the show with us. I know you're going to have a lot to contribute here. So let's kind of kick this off. I want to give you the floor and allow you to kind of introduce yourself, who you are, what you do, where you're from. Kind of give us some background so we can have a good base for this conversation.
So I literally grew up in the property management and real estate world. My dad started Grace Property Management. So I was 5 years old at the time and literally grew up doing it all. I was his first cheap employee. He couldn't afford anybody else. So he used me to pull weeds and paint properties and serve notices and everything a kid probably should not be doing. I did. But that benefited me tremendously because I literally saw the business from the inside out from a very young age. So I worked for him in the summers, you know, went to school, of course, and then summertime would come and I needed a job. So I'd go see what dad needed done and work for him and did everything from pulling weeds to accounting to showing properties, anything that needed to be done. And we were a real small organization at that time. I went to Colorado State University. So I studied finance and real estate, double majored up there. And I was working in Cheyenne, Wyoming, which is not the end of the world, but you can see it from there. It's pretty close. And I got a call from my dad one day in Denver. His company was in Denver. And I said, hey, I need to hire a property manager for a new big account I just picked up. The job's yours if you want it. And so I jumped on that. And that was about 20 years ago. At that point in time, there were three of us in the office, and we managed 100, 150 properties. So we've grown slowly over the years. Today, we've got about just under 700 doors that we manage. We've got a team of about 18 people. We do sales. We do property management for residential and commercial both. We buy ourselves. We invest. You know, our philosophy is follow the opportunity. If there's a real estate property management opportunity there, we want to follow that. So that's kind of what we do today.
A couple of interesting points there. So you're in a very seasonal market, being that it's a kind of a winter market, a Denver market. Seasonal meaning that you have a bell curve for activity. Clearly, things are not happening that often in February. Would I be safe to say that up there?
It is seasonal. We have a leasing season. Yes, that is correct. However, with new accounts coming on and with people breaking leases, I mean, at the end of the day, it's pretty steady. Not a month goes by that we don't have some vacancies, either because a new account came in or someone hired us to go fix their problems. We always kick out their bad tenants. But yes, it does ramp up in the spring and summer season.
Interesting part, too, is you had a degree in real estate. That's really neat. That's kind of a rare thing to be offered by a lot of decent colleges.
It is. I mean, at the time, that's what I liked. And so I did that. You know, I'll tell you, I learned more in my first month in the property management industry than I did getting a degree in real estate. And that's one thing that, you know, you just can't substitute real life experience for that stuff.
Yeah, for sure. I spent my college days playing baseball and chasing girls, so it's probably a little different.
I should hope so.
Yeah. So awesome background there. I know you guys are doing a great business up there. I'm really, really fond of it. You cover the Denver North area, is that correct?
Yeah, our office is in the North Denver area. I live about 45 minutes north there. So I live in the Loveland Fort Collins area.
Okay.
We manage properties from northern Greeley all the way down to kind of the South Tech Center, but primarily North Denver is where our base is.
Okay. So key things that why I wanted to have you on this conversation, because I'm really impressed with the educational products you're putting together. And so this is going to be kind of the main focus of what we want to chat about, what those are, where they came from, kind of all the who, you know, the five W's, and then how these can benefit a lot of companies that are looking for that type of solution. Because from what I've seen, and I've been looking around, you really do have a pretty good turnkey solution for some of these things. And I want you to go into that. Give us kind of the overview and let's talk back and forth, like some of the questions the other property managers might ask you. Let's do this on this podcast.
So kind of the genesis for that for us, our company was about 12 years ago or so. My dad and I were flying out. We were flying out to a conference. My mom was driving us to the airport. And we were saying to my mom, you know, half serious, half joking, hey, mom, if the plane goes down, here's my login for my computer and call this person and do that and do this. And it kind of both struck us at the same moment of, gosh, if something does happen to us, the company's in trouble. Because I had it all up here in my head and my dad had it all up there in his head, but we were doing everything. We were a small company. We did it all. Everything was going well. But we suddenly started thinking through the idea of, you know what? We want to start taking Fridays off. You know, I don't want to be running this business as hard as I'm running it. And you know, I think for anybody, if you can't be gone from your business for an extended period of time, you know, you don't own a business, you own a job.
Great point. And
I don't want that. I want to own a business where I can be gone a little bit, have things take care of itself. And we didn't even know what that meant. We didn't even know what that looked like, but we knew we needed to get stuff out of our head and somehow documented it so the property management business could run itself without us for a variety of reasons. And that kind of started us on this journey of where we landed today, which is position specific system manuals. So
wow.
The idea is putting things together in place so that if a new team member comes on board, they've got a specific position specific system manual for what they do that they can to some extent just run it and they don't need me there to do these things. And I'm talking to you today from home. I'm working from home today. I'll be working from home tomorrow and that's a big benefit of doing that.
I appreciate you not showing up in PJs with your hair all mangled. So at least you
showered. Take a shower just for you.
Just for us. Appreciate it. So really you saw the need in your own business and fixed yourself first. And then after that was kind of templated, documented, you're like, you know what? This is decent enough to where we can potentially start to share this with others. So that really kind of honed in on the development of these products. Is that correct?
Yeah, everything was for us. I mean, we had no intention of helping anybody but ourselves with this stuff. And so we would build one and put it in place. And as we grew over the years, we just started talking to people about it. And we were asked to, hey, would you come teach a course on this? Would you come tell us about this? And so we started doing that. And I discovered this hunger for that because I think the big secret in the property management world is that everybody thinks they're the only ones that don't get it. Everybody thinks that all the other companies know what's going on. All the other companies are running smooth. They don't have any trouble. It's only me. I'm the only guy. I'm the only gal that can't figure this thing out. And I hear that so often. That's just not the case. What's the truth is, and you know this, we're all figuring this out as we go. We're all kind of making it up as we go. We're stumbling through it. And so when you latch onto something that works, you want to double down on that. And so we just found this hunger for that.
Things do adjust as you go. I mean, look at the new laws that have come up. You had the fair housing laws. You had this this deal where you have to approve felons and criminals. You can't, like, there's disparagement clause there. So all these new laws, they pop up, and then you have new technologies that throw wrenches into things. You have everything with the show mojos going on and the tenant turners where you can do the unaccompanied vacant home showings. You have everything where the life cycle of a lease agreement can be done completely online. All those throw wrenches into the system of procedures. And I will say that employees, your staff, they appreciate rock solid procedures. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's a huge benefit is, I heard a survey not too long ago and they asked, over 1,000 employees of all these Fortune 500 companies, it was an employee engagement survey. And the question was, what makes you feel engaged as an employee at the office. And they could rank all these things, and it was the standard stuff of, you know, more compensation, better working environment, opportunities for growth. And the fascinating thing was the highest rated item on that survey was this comment: I know what is expected of me at the office. That blows my mind. That's what employees want to feel engaged. They want to know what's expected of them. That's one of the things in the systems that we put in place. I mean, they fill a lot of voids. They fill a lot of needs, but that's one of them. Because when a new employee comes in the office and you slide that system manual across the desk and say, this is what you're responsible for doing. If you do this stuff, you will win here. You'll be successful here. And team members love that. They love knowing what's expected of them.
And let's dive into that a little bit, because it goes back to the root of their personality. The entrepreneurial mindset, the business owner mindset, would more be a high D and a high I versus the staff members, the portfolio managers, the directors, whoever you may have in titles. They're more the high S and the high C, where they're more compliance based. And compliance stems from knowing what they're supposed to do and having systems in place to give them that warm blanket of security to know that they walk into work and they know exactly what they're supposed to do and how it's supposed to work makes them feel very good in what they're doing. It's not all loosey-goosey, you know, adjusting fire every 3 seconds for things that go on. That, I think, is appreciated by a lot of employees, along with a lot of food. You know, Disney did a survey, and I always tell this to people, they did a survey of their, I don't know, 50,000, 100,000 employees, and it all comes back to more food makes them happy.
Anyway. Systems or food? Choose systems. One.
Correct.
I guess choose both. I should have chose food. Probably would have been cheaper, but
I would have chose both. So one of the things that really intrigued me, you and I had a conversation about this weeks ago, is, you know, I've got my MPM candidacy completed now. So I'm going to be able to get my MPM from NARPM. Your first level is your RMP. Am I correct there? And then you get your MPM, and then that allows you to test for your CRMC designation, which is your Certified Residential Management Company. And that's a company designation. And so when you look through the NARPM CRMC designation outline, it is dang near reflective of what your products are. Have you looked at that, and could you comment on that?
You know, I've been told that wasn't one of the reasons we created this thing. We are not a CRMC company. We hope to be one at some point, just have not jumped through those hoops to get that done. Our whole purpose was creating this because we found a need for it. And we keep finding all these reasons. You know, it's done wonders to increase the value of our business, to drive out variation, to reduce liability. But that CRMC side of it as well is vastly important, because I think, you know, NARPM recognizes that, hey, you need systems to make your business run smoothly. And so this does fill that void well, as I have been told. Yeah. Haven't done it myself.
A little plug for that. So the CRMC checklist is like the playbook for setting up a company. Even if you don't have any designations, you could grab the CRMC checklist off of the NARPM website and just start checking the boxes for your business. So what happens is an auditor would come into your business and say, all right, Mark, do you have this systems in place? And you would say, yep, here it is. And you'd show it to them, or you'd point to it, and they'd say, great, next, check the box and move on. And so I would bet you're 95 or 98% already there without even knowing it, which in reverse is perfect, because that's really where you want to be. I think that CRMC checklist is a great tool for property management company owners to build what they're trying to do and put it on paper, because what if happens? My GM always jokes, you know, your next Alaska trip, you're going to be eaten by a brown bear. And so then what? So we always kid about that, but it's the same thing you talked about earlier. It's, you know, what happens if plane goes down? What happens if I get hit by a bus? You know, that whole scenario. So let's dive into really kind of deeper on some of your products, because this is where I want you to tell people maybe specifics, if you can, how they can apply it to their business.
So what we did, just to back up a step, what you asked me earlier, we had these things in place. We started teaching classes on it and doing this more and more teaching on this. And the question at the end was always, gosh, that sounds great. Can I take a look at your stuff? We thought through that, and we're like, all right, well, we'll kind of show you, we'll share a little bit. And then people started asking, well, you know, can we just buy this? I mean, I don't want to go recreate this stuff. And how long, it was so hard for you guys to create, can we just buy this? And, you know, for about a year, we're like, no, that's not what we're doing here. Well, you know, we're slow, but we're not stupid. So finally we thought, gosh, maybe there is a market here for this, and maybe we should share this. And so that's what we started doing. We kind of put it together as a little package, kind of a boilerplate package, where we marketed and sell our actual system manuals, our position specific system manuals, because it's a playbook. So, and we tell people, hey, you're not going to want to do it exactly the way we do it. You're going to do your business differently. But big picture, you still do the big things we do. You still have the same, what we refer to as KRAs, your key result areas for your leasing person or your leasing people are the same for me to some extent as they are for you. So the system manual, as we created it for us, it lines out what the KRAs are, the key result areas. It lines out what we call the measures of success. You know, what does winning look like? What does winning look like when it comes to leasing? How does the leasing person know if they're doing a good job? So we line out that, and then we go back to the messy middle and write in the step by step of, okay, what do you do when the phone rings? How do you answer the phone? How do you show a property? Do you tour the whole property with them, or do you stand at the front door and let them tour by themselves? Because those, you've got to document and detail every aspect of your organization if you want it to be smooth that way. And we do that because if you just leave it to the individual to decide how they're going to do it, they're going to make it up. And that's what you don't want. You don't want people figuring it out on their own.
So let's dive into that a little bit more so we can get into specifics there. So let's say I have a leasing agent and we purchase your product, and I can basically apply that outline, and it's probably, I'm guessing, a 90% solution, 98% solution, somewhere in there. I can apply that to them. Now, does it come in like a Word format or PDF? Yeah.
Yes, it comes in Word format. So what people typically do, they purchase the product and they go in there, and we kind of even give them some step-by-steps. You know, hey, go in there, you're going to want to change, you're going to want to review the KRAs, the key result areas, make sure they line up with what your leasing person is doing, and then you're going to edit that. It's all editable that way. We do have on our website, free download samples of this stuff. So people can go in there. They don't have to buy our product. They can go in there and see exactly how we do it, and they can type it out themselves. But what we find is some people don't want to go in and recreate the wheel. So that's why we have it offered for sale as well. But people can go to the website, download free samples, and see exactly how we have it set up. And it works really well for us.
This episode of the Property Management Mastermind Show is sponsored by Mark Cunningham of Grace Property Management. Now, Mark has created some amazing products for property management companies. We have implemented his systems and his business income streams into our business here, and I can personally recommend them. If you're in the property management business, I encourage you to visit their website, as you'll definitely find a product that will improve your business. I know Mark personally, and just a small investment to pick up one of his golden nuggets could earn you a return many times over. To learn more, go to propertymanagementsystem.org. Again, propertymanagementsystem.org. And to get a 10% discount on all of Mark's products, use the promo code BRAD, B-R-A-D. One of the things I think is really cool is to be able to teach something, you have to be the expert at it. Would you agree?
So it helps.
So
it
by helps. You becoming an inadvertent teacher or product developer, if you want to call it that, you have had to force yourself to become an expert. That is awesome. I mean, it's a really cool side effect that you may not even realize, that because you've had to sell this product and package it and explain it hundreds of millions of times or whatever, you've had to become the expert, which is really neat. So I'm trying to think where else we can go with this, because I'm trying to think, what are the other questions that would other property managers look at? So let's say, for an example, let's say we're a medium company and we come to you and say, Mark, we're interested in you know, getting all your systems in place. So talk us through kind of how that works, kind of the pricing of it. What do you think we can get from there? Kind of the ROI. That would be one of the things me, in my mind, I'm looking for is, okay, if you give X, you're going to get X plus or X times 10 back. Kind of walk us through some of that.
So a lot of the conversations we've had with people that look at purchasing these is, you know, they kind of want to dip their toe in the water. They start off, oftentimes they're bringing a new employee on. So you're bringing a new leasing person on and you think, well, gosh, how do I train them? What am I telling them to do? Where do I start with this new person? And we encourage people, that's a great place to start with systems, because nobody knows when to start. Nobody has time to go and create a system manual, but you better do it at least when that next new person starts, so you can start them off for success. So a lot of folks have come in and they'll go out and they'll purchase one of those system manuals at that point where they have a new employee coming in, because again, they're position specific. So it's not a policy and procedure manual in the idea that a lot of us think of, that where it's just a giant encyclopedia of everything under the sun. These things, what we tell people is this is going to cover about 75% of what you're doing on a day-to-day basis. It's not an encyclopedia, and you don't want to make it an encyclopedia. You want it to be very, very specific so that somebody uses it. You know, it's sitting on their desk. I tell our new team members, look, this is your Bible of property management. This is going to tell you what to do, how to do it, and what winning looks like. So when people incorporate these from what we've talked to them doing, is they'll bring that system, position-specific system manual in for that one team member, get somebody going on it that understands it, and then start with another one, and then bring the next team member in on that. So that's one way. The other way we've seen people do it for larger companies is they just want to jump in head first. And, you know, hey, what we're going to get everybody going with their system manual, whether that means we're sliding them across the desk and here you're going to start working this, or companies that have those rock star team members, sometimes they develop their own system manual with them. You know, if you have a leasing person and they know how to lease and you don't know how to lease, well, you shouldn't be writing a system manual. Have them write it. They're the rock star. Have them prepare it.
When you set up these techniques with the systems manuals, did you go to a pro to get this done or any sort of consultant, or did you guys do it yourself?
Unfortunately, you're looking at the guy that wrote them. So okay. I'm not a pro on it. But what worked well for us is because we were small and we were doing it all. So the way we developed these things is when we decided to make that first hire full-time leasing person 18 years ago, however long ago it was, we said, you know what, we're gonna bring in a full-time leasing person. That's all they're going to do. We better figure out what we want them to do. And we created that first system manual for them. A couple months later, a year later, we said, you know what, let's bring in a full-time accounting person. That's all we want them to do is accounting. I'd been doing it. I knew it. I knew what accounting looked like to do properly. So I documented it, wrote it all down. Here's what I want you to do. Here's how you log into the program. Here's the button you click to enter the check. Here's what you say on the phone, just A, B, C, D, E, F, all the way through. And so every time we would bring on a new person, we would have to go and create a system manual for that position. So today, you know, we've got our team of 18 people and we've got position specifics for each one of those individuals. And one of the things we like about it is, as well, is it really helps us grow, because if it gets to where we need to hire a new team member, team members are overloaded. And as we happened to do this just a few months ago, team members say, we're too busy. We're all overloaded. So we decided to create a new position. We call it assistant property manager. And all we did to create the position is we pulled out, copy and paste, a couple KRAs out of different team member system manual. So our leasing person says, well, I can't pull signs anymore. I'm too busy for that. No problem. We'll pull that out of your system manual. We're going to put that into this new imaginary position. We called it assistant property manager. We freed up time for all these people that were overloaded. And we created a new position. How hard was it? It was copy and paste.
Awesome. So the burning question everyone's going to ask is, okay, how much does it cost? Talk me through some of the scales of, you know, the easy products, let's say, or the easier ones to the most expensive. Let's get a scale.
So our A package, we've got three packages. Our A package, which is the system manual itself, plus all the templates that are part of it. And that's a big part of this. When I talk about and teach system manuals, I say that you also throw in your templates. It gives you a way to organize your templates. And your templates would be everything from your lease agreement to your application scoring process. Anything that you use from a document checklist standpoint, it gets built into that, your management agreement, whatever it is. So our system package A, which is, we let somebody go on and say, we say, hey, which one do you want to pick? You want the property manager system manual? You want the director of leasing, director of accounting? I have a system manual for me. I've got the president's system manual, so I have to hold myself responsible. So somebody could purchase one of those for $497 is what that is. And then the next package we have up from there is basically the whole nine yards. Every one of our, I think we, I don't know if we've got eight or nine system manuals together, along with all the templates for that. And the price on that is somewhat discounted based upon the purchase price per unit. I don't know off the top of my head exactly what that's at, but it's on the website.
Yeah, I think they were in the 3,000 to 3,500 range for the big giant package too.
I believe so. Yeah, we've got A, B, and C. We've got three packages.
Three packages. And it does include in some of those some good one-on-one mentoring. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah, in that higher package, we've got some one-on-one coaching time with me, because what we find is, you know, people need some hand-holding on explaining how to implement this stuff. And, you know, for example, when I teach the class, one of the things I say, I'm as I'm teaching the class, I'm holding the system manual in my hand. And I see kind of people looking at it with that envy in their eye. Can I get a hold of that? Can I get it? And I say at one point, you know, if I give this to you right now and you don't go implement it, it's going to do you nothing. You know, a poor system implemented well is much more valuable than a great system manual not implemented at all. So we want to coach people through that process of, okay, here's what you do on day one. Here's how you get your team members to buy in to this. And even if you're a one-person shop, when you make that first hire, here's how you create it, or here's how you sell it. Here's how you interview the new candidate to ensure they understand it. You know, we start this at the interview process. So when I'm sitting with a potential employee and I'm telling them what their position is going to entail, and I'm explaining systems and how system dependent we are, you know, if their eyes glaze over and they don't get it, then I know I don't want them on the team. Versus the guy that's like, man, that sounds awesome. I wish I would have had that at my last position. I love that idea. Okay, well, now I know I have somebody that gets the concept.
Because that's a big deal. Again, that whole profile assessment we talked about.
Yes,
is getting those people to know exactly what their roles are. When they understand their role, they can embrace it and do it well. And I don't want to skip over that part that you mentioned, because in your larger packages, you get the one-on-one mentorship. You get the 4, 5, 6 phone calls, whatever is developed in there. And it's all, this is on your website. We'll talk about it at the end. It'll be in the show notes. But that should not be looked over as that right there could justify the cost. I mean, if you're looking to hire a business coach out there, business coaches from generic business concepts are going to charge you $200, $300, $500 an hour, right? And they would not even have any clue on how to do management. But for the management company owner, entrepreneur, looking to get the systems and then looking to get the coaching, I don't know of a better solution out there right now. And I'm not trying to, you know, grease your wheels or anything, but I just haven't seen anything else out there. And this is from a management company owner myself, to where I'm looking at it, I'm like, you know, that's pretty darn good. I bet I could get at least one golden nugget out of there to pay for itself times 10. Because, I mean, you're looking at a minor investment. And I think it's a pretty good deal. So you're very low key about it. You know, you're not bragging it up too much. So I appreciate that. But I'm trying to be your best salesman for you. I really think what you got out there is pretty neat.
Well, I appreciate that. We've had really good feedback with that. But yeah, I mean, we are low key about it. This isn't what we do. I'm still a property management company owner. You know, Monday morning I'll be at the office running our company. So this was just purely created off of demand. And we kept having people ask, well, can I buy it? So we started selling it a little bit. And then we just recently got this website developed, and we thought, you know what, let's push this thing a little bit more, simply because we've had so much demand for it. And I think people, it is very valuable. And when people get it, and when they understand how valuable it can be to really taking their business to the next level, then they're all in.
Do you have any success stories you could share, and even drop somebody's name? Would you be comfortable in doing that?
Oh gosh. I don't want to give any names out, because when people buy these things, there is kind of some confidentiality there. Okay. And we also screen folks a little bit as well. You know, for example, we don't sell these things to people in our competitors, our direct competitors. You know, people in our market, our Colorado market, part of the website says not available in Colorado. Cause to some extent, this is our secret sauce. This is what we do. This is how we've been successful. So we don't want to give that all away that way. But you know, for example, we hosted a conference. We'll probably have another one coming up here later this year, specifically for small to mid-sized property management companies to come to Denver. And we had about 30 some odd people that came last year with that, and a couple of them purchased system manuals. But we went through that class. That was one of the things we did there. And a lot of them were from California for whatever reason. A lot of California folks there. But I do hear positive things back from them on saying, man, the most common thing I hear is, I wish I would have had this a year ago. I wish I would have done this before I made that bad hire, or I wish I would have had this before I took on that bad owner. It would have helped me, would have saved me in that instance. So the sooner you start the stuff, the better.
Yeah. You had another product that was pretty interesting, and that was the 20 ways to make more revenue, something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. So as we would talk to people, and to back up a step, the way I kind of got pulled into this teaching stuff is I was, I did a class for a NARPM group actually one time. And I got a call from a woman afterwards, and she said, hey, this is going to sound crazy, but I'm an agent for speakers. And I send people around to talk about real estate stuff, and somehow I got your name. And I thought it was a con. I thought it was like, okay, she's going to tell me to like send her a check for $1,000 and then she'll get me on the circuit, right? But it was this legit deal. So now I get to travel around a lot to a lot of different states and talk to realtor groups, a lot of sales folks, and talk to property management groups. But the other thing, other than systems, the biggest complaint or problem I would hear from property managers is, man, how do you make money in this business? It's so hard to make money. And that blew me away, because we're very profitable. We've always focused on that. And so we developed classes around, hey, here are what we refer to as ancillary business services. It's not just more fees. That's not the idea. The idea is you find services your clients, your tenants, your owners want, and you offer them those services. And obviously you charge a fee for those services if they want it. And I view the property management business as a platform which should be very profitable to your owners, to your tenants, and to you. It's not just, oh, I'm going to charge a fee for this, I'm going to charge a fee for that. So we created this this package, this ancillary business service package, where we go through, we teach 20 plus unique ways, 20 services to offer to your clients, and then make a profit on it. So we've had a lot of demand for that as well.
And I did purchase that. So
you did.
Yes,
you did. You got the discounted deal too.
Yeah, I got the NARPM broker owner discounted deal. I looked through it, and I did pick up some golden nuggets out of there. And a lot of it is, you read through it and you're like, okay, I'm doing that, but they're doing it a different way. And if I apply that different method to that particular issue, it's going to work so much better and make us more. So I did get the value out of it. I thought it was great, which is impressive because it's just kind of like the base product. And I'm imagining if the giveaway product you have, let's say, it wasn't given away, there was a cost, but if that is that good, how good is it going to be when you spend the full boat and go to one of your larger packages? So
Well, we've had, I mean, you'll ask for a testimonial, whatever. I mean, I had a guy contact me and said, man, I just did the first idea of your 20. I did the first one and I more than paid for the deal. Plus I made enough money to take a trip to Vegas.
Awesome.
So I thought, oh, there you go. That worked. It worked well.
Awesome. Awesome stuff. I'm very excited about that. All right. So talk to me a little bit about how you price some of these. Did you have any sort of consultant look at it and say, charge this, or just something that covers your costs with the production? And just kind of curious how you price them, because a lot of people are going to want to know. Well, I mean, I want to know that because I'm just nosy. But if I'm thinking
there was no science to that. I mean, we probably should have had more consulting on that. You know, I did one class on the ancillary business services, and I had a guy walk up to me afterwards, and he said, hey, I don't know how much this is, but I want it. And so I jokingly said, well, it's $6,000. And he says to me, well, he goes, I'll pay you $6,000 right now because I know that I'm going to make that money back 10 times over the course of the next 2 years.
Yeah.
And that kind of, I was like, wow, well, obviously I'm way underpricing these things extent.
I think I see what you're doing from the outside looking in. You guys are covering your costs, making a little bit. It's not, you know, go to the beach money and retire. It's just, you did it for yourselves and you're covering the costs. And I think it's great. I mean,
and we're having fun with it. I mean, that's a big part of this, you know, is we could get to meet a lot of property managers. And the big reason is because I do talk to so many property managers and I hear so much frustration from them. They're just struggling. And property management is not rocket science. It really is not. And it's not that we're so smart, but we've done it for 40 years. So we've made a lot of mistakes. We've stumbled and tripped and we've learned what works and what doesn't work. And it's nice to be able to talk to a newer property manager and see them get it. You know, suddenly it clicks for them of, okay, now I see how to run a business. Because what I find is property managers can be really good at the tasks of property management, right? Really good at collecting a rent check, really good at marketing a property. But there is zero correlation between being good at property management tasks and being good at running a property management company.
Awesome.
It's almost contradictory. It's almost a different skill set. Here's how much of a different skill set it is. We've purchased three of our competitors in the last couple of years. Two of those competitors we purchased, we then hired the business owner onto our company as a property manager because they were great property managers. They had a great skill set for that, but they weren't great at running the business. It drove them so nuts that they wanted to sell. They wanted out. So we bought their company. We hired them on. They're fabulous. They're great. They're great at property managers. And that's what they love to do, but they didn't have the skill set to run the business. So if you don't have the skill set to run the business, your business is doomed to fail regardless of how good of a property manager you are.
And these products are going to help with that. I'm convinced. So for the small, medium, large management companies out there, they're definitely going to find something of value with everything you have put out. So tell us how we can find more about these products. Tell us about the website, et cetera.
Yeah. So the website is Property Management System, all spelled out, propertymanagementsystem.org,
okay.
propertymanagementsystem.org. And on there, so we've got our ancillary business service package. We've got our system manual packages. We've also got some other offerings. We do some coaching. We're actually putting together, which I'm kind of excited about. We're putting together right now what we're calling a 101, a 201, and a 301 online class. And this, I got the idea for this because I did a session not too long ago, and a guy came up afterwards, and he said, you know, that's great. You know all this stuff, but I never, and you said at the beginning, I wish I could have majored in real estate. I wish I could have had a degree in real estate like you had, then I would know this stuff. And I said to him, man, that's not how I know this stuff. This is 40 years of doing what we do kind of stuff. And so I thought, you know what? What would a degree in property management look like? What would a degree in running a property management company look like? And so we're creating right now kind of an online training class where we go through a 101 class, a 201, and a 301, and we go deep on everything from what does marketing really look like? What do you need to do to market your company well? How do you have that first conversation with an owner who's thinking of signing up with your company? How do you sell your services to them? And we're going to go through like 8 modules in each one of these 101, 201, 301 classes and offer that to folks. And so I'm excited. We're doing that right now. We're getting those things recorded, but there's information on there for that as well as this class that we plan to host kind of for small and medium-sized companies coming up in Denver.
That's exciting. We'll hope to hear more about that because be sure and keep us in the loop on that and we can spread it out to all the listeners.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you, we for your listeners, Brad, we'll do, if anybody is interested in a product there, they would get 10% off. And all they need to put in is the promo code or the product code Brad. How do you like that?
Whoa.
I'm giving you a little promotion there. Put in
Sweet.
Brad.
And that's spelled B-R-A-D, not idiot, I-D-I-O-T, right?
I should have put in bald. I should, you know, put in the code word bald. And then you get 20% off. No, I'm kidding.
I would take that. No, I love it. I love it. I think what you're doing there is fantastic. It fills the need. NARPM has been excellent. And this is like the next level of it, because a lot of people get that taste of the education side with some of the NARPM designation courses. And then they start looking around elsewhere. And there's lots of things to take out in the open market, but very few property management specific things they can digest and dive into. I mean, just look on Amazon. It's kind of limited. There's not like thousands and thousands of things that are property management related. There's a few, there's a handful. Same with like the podcast shows out there. There's only a couple, three that are anything to do with property management that the NARPM members can digest. So this has been a great episode, Mark. Any last minute comments? And this has been fantastic.
No, I would just say, you know, people burn themselves out. So often I see that. And property management is like any other business. It's not a sprint, it's a marathon. So you want to pace yourself with this stuff. We've been doing this for a long, long time. We want to keep doing it, but it is easy to burn yourself out with this business because we're all entrepreneurs and we want to go 100 miles an hour. We want to grow. So we've taken a little bit of a different approach, which is what has gotten us to where we're at. We're not about growth. And we think growth is an offset. It's a result of doing your business well. And if you're a small, poorly run business and somebody comes to you tomorrow and hires you and gives you 100 doors, well, tomorrow you're a big, poorly run business. So you've got to get your operations in place. You've got to make sure that you're running like a well-oiled, smooth machine. And that's what systems will do for you.
Absolutely. One of the things I've always said, and I stole this from the Australians, is you got to be ready for 100 homes to fall in your lap, like a dump truck backing up to your office doors and dumping 100 doors right on you. And if you don't have the systems in place, you cannot easily scale up to meet that demand, because that could happen. That could happen to anybody at any time. You got a friend in the business who's retiring and they say, all right, I want you to take over my 100 homes or buy out for me. And now you got to figure out, okay, how am I going to do that?
I'll tell you one other reason I think that systems are so important is because it dramatically, we're going to make that a word, dramatically. It dramatically increases the value of your business, because we're in a business where, what do we have to sell if we want to sell someday? We've got an account. Well, when I bought these three companies I was telling you about, we didn't pay much for these accounts because accounts come and go and they can leave. But if you have a system in place and the system knows how to replicate owners and it knows how to replicate accounts, then suddenly what will someone pay for that system? If you come buy my business, you're going to pay me a premium for my business because I've got a system that's going to replicate itself and run itself. So there, for no other reason, that's why you want to have a system in place, because it takes the value of your business away from just the value of an account. And now you truly have a business to sell.
Very impressive. Great episode, Mark. I want to thank you again for coming on. I will go through the discounts in the intro so everybody can kind of get those as they water through them. And then we'll put all this stuff on the show notes so people can go back and reference the website. And it's going to be, say the website one more time.
Propertymanagementsystem.org.
And if they enter in a promo code Brad, an awesome name, by the way, they get 10%, correct?
Yeah, that's purely coincidental. I don't know.
I don't know how that happened either.
Came up with that, but yeah.
Well, thanks.
Well, hey, you do a great podcast. I appreciate you. I think you're serving a very big need for the property management community. So thank you for doing this.
You're welcome. It's been fun. So thanks again for coming on, Mark. Been appreciated. Take care.
Thank you.
Today's show has been sponsored by Virtually Incredible, providing tenant screening services, call center services, and video production services to property managers. You may also visit them at virtuallyincredible.com.
This has been a podcast episode by propertymanagementproductions.com. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast, leave us feedback, and come back for our next episode.